This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what it feels like to endure something that seems unfair. Oftentimes, when you're in that situation, you feel as though you can clearly see that one side is wrong and the other side, likely your side, is right. These feelings remind me of the story of Jonah. If you remember, God instructed Jonah to preach a revival in the town of Nineveh. But Jonah didn't want to preach to these people because he saw them as unjust. In his eyes, they were too unworthy to hear God's word, much less be saved by it. So Jonah sailed in the opposite direction of Nineveh. But of course, we know that God has a way of bringing his children around to do what he wants them to do. So Jonah, unsurprisingly, ended up in the town of Nineveh and preached a powerful revival. It was so powerful, in fact, that it turned 120,000 souls to God, and God in turn showed mercy on them. Now, in the beginning, Jonah thought these people should have been destroyed because they were an enemy to Israel. And sometimes when something feels unjust, you might feel like saying, okay, God, whose side are you on? But I think it's fair to say that God can choose to show mercy to whomever, whenever he chooses to. The key is to keep our hearts clean while he's having mercy on the other side. Don't let feelings of unfairness turn to bitterness. Instead, let us keep our hearts pure as we cling to these words. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Psalm 139, 23, 24. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, don't let what seems unfair stain your heart.